Well, there's this bear, see, and he's been hanging around the northeast portion of Oak Island, including part of the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore. As far as anybody knows, he hasn't gotten any people food yet. But he is indicating that he's open to the possibility, at least. And he's not particularly afraid of humans. So that's prompted the superintendent of the park to temporarily close down that area. Myra Foster is the chief of education, and she joins us on the phone this morning. Hi, Myra. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's the deal with this bear now?
Well, it's a small bear, and what we think is happening is that it's between food sources. So in the spring, bears eat greens that are high in cellulose or ants, things like that, and it's not quite time for the thimble bear yet. So there's a little bit of time here where we think the bear is hungry. And so when it saw one of our staff, it got a little too close, trying to figure out the lay of the land. So we think it's a hungry little bear that needs a little bit of space before the berries come.
Well, in a sense, it's a good thing, only because humans haven't terrorized the bear.
Right.
But in another more sense, it's not a good thing. He needs to be, like, just a little bit terrorized.
Right, and we have a plan when we look at bear. And so if this bear would have exhibited the behavior it did in a campsite or a place that is more frequented by the general public, we would have taken different actions. But because it was on a trail partially, but then also just in the woods, our plan of action is different.
Would an option be to destroy the bear, or would an option be to take another tack?
We only destroy animals when it is the absolute last resort, and they've proven to be very dangerous to humans. So, no, our tact is to close the area, let the bear do what it needs to until the berries come out, see what happens. If a bear is aggressive in a area that visitors use, what we will do is we will do what we call hazing, which is little firecrackers. We have a team that shoots these above the head, you know, just little things to try to scare the bear and make it think, I don't want to be around people. So those are in no way hurt the bear. They just try to teach it to stay away from visitor areas. But this bear wasn't in a visitor area. It was in the woods when our employee was doing their work and encountered it. So,
and you know, little bears need to learn.
Yep.
Where's his mother to be telling him these things?
Yeah, and it was a little bit older. It wasn't a tiny cub, but it wasn't a large by any stretch. It was about probably 150 pounds, and it needs a little time to wait for the berries, and then hopefully, its behavior will shift back to what is more normal.
Every so often, do park visitors encounter bears?
Yes. Yep. And we talk to them when they pick up their camping permits and talk to them about what to do if they do. And the understanding is if you're in a campground or a place that is, that you're spending some time, you want to act big, you want to make noise and try to scare them off. And always keep a very, very clean campsite, clean area, so there's no smells left behind after you cook and so forth to tempt them in.
They've had excellent success, of course, with Karelian bear dogs.
Yes.
And I just think that, well, of course, for me, any solution involving dogs is a great solution.
Right.
Is the park planning to get a dog?
You know, we actually have talked about that and have talked with the Karelian bear dog folks. And unfortunately, we don't have staff to maintain that the training with the dog or dogs. And so it's a very interesting alternative, but we don't have the the mechanism to do that right now.
Well, I do have a Karelian Chihuahua that possibly might be an option. I just, I want to be there for the park, Myra, and do whatever I can. Yes, I appreciate. Yeah. Well, bears are probably not really fond of dogs. I mean, you don't want to encourage your dog to have a go around with a bear,
right?
But just the barking and the noise and is likely to make a bear want to think twice a little
right,
bit.
Right. And, yeah, so, you know, we try to be loud like that when we encounter them in campsites and so forth. And if we encounter them as we walk a trail, which, you know, can happen, we just keep going and get out of the area because they're doing what bears do. But this one behaved a little bit differently, so we're going to give it some space.
That sounds like a great plan. Myra, thanks so much for joining
us. You're welcome. Have a great day.
Myra Foster is the Chief of Education at the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore, and they've got a little chunk of Oak Island that is closed temporarily until the berries come in, and this not quite as afraid as he ought to be resident bear can find a little something to eat and isn't so tempted to go looking for people food. Not people as food, people food.